Thank you, Aaron, and good evening, everyone. In March, the Board of Supervisors, by a 4-1 vote, approved an emergency ordinance that restricts the hours protesters can gather outside of the county courthouse. Citing health and safety concerns, the board approved the emergency ordinance until a permanent ordinance governing protest activities could be finalized and approved, something that could happen this summer. Supervisor Jimmy Smith, who sponsored the ordinance, provided an update on conditions now that the temporary fence that had been constructed has been taken down.
We still have some problems, but most of the occupied people have put up the long tables and they had the chairs and most all of that is gone, been removed. Yeah, but the Occupy folks actually haven't been there that I've seen in the last few days.
As it stands, the ordinance prevents temporary structures and protesters from remaining overnight and has been enforced as well as observed by those who are a constant presence on the courthouse grounds. The Redwood Chapter of the Peace Officers Association of California, representing 890 personnel in Del Norte, Humboldt, Mendocino, and Lake counties, has announced its endorsement for Rex Bohn as supervisor for the 1st District. The union is the largest police union in the state, and the local chapter chose to back Bohn, citing his work in the community as the deciding factor. In a letter announcing its endorsement, chapter president Stephen Dunn wrote that the organization wholeheartedly supports Bohn because of his long-standing support for rank-and-file peace officers in Humboldt County and for his many years of dedication to our local youth and schools. Bohn earlier received the endorsement of the Humboldt Deputy Sheriff's Organization. The California Highway Patrol announced that with the Memorial Day weekend coming up, another maximum enforcement period will go into effect. Every available uniformed officer will be out on patrol on the lookout for drivers who are a danger to themselves or to others. The CHP regularly ramps up patrols over holiday weekends, and over the Memorial Day holiday last year, more than 1,300 drivers were arrested statewide for suspicion of DUI. There were also 24 traffic fatalities on state roads last year, an increase from 2010, and more than half of those deaths can be attributed to drivers or passengers not wearing seatbelts. The enforcement period will run from Friday evening until Monday evening. Lynette Mullen of the District Attorney's Office and the Coordinator for the Community Outreach sent out a statement today announcing that the Eureka Extreme Weather Shelter has been closed for the season. Mullen pointed out that the shelter provided beds for 145 people during the winter months of January, February, and March, when the mercury dropped below 35 degrees and the wind and rain became too much to endure. The Extreme Weather Shelter worked in tandem with the Eureka Rescue Mission and provided beds once that mission was at capacity. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Here's Redwood Capital Bank customer CeCe Walker of Praxis Fitness.
I've been a customer of Redwood Capital Bank for 3 years. I love the excellent, friendly service I receive. I've never had a relationship with a financial institution like I do with Redwood Capital Bank. They know me, they know what I need, and they're always there to help. The personal connection I've experienced with Redwood Capital Bank is above and beyond any other financial institution.
We believe in living our values every day.
Redwood Capital Bank. Our interest is you.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Between now and the June 5th election, we will regularly feature interviews with the candidates running for local office. Today, we feature 2 of 8 candidates for the newly formed Fortuna Elementary School District Board, and we ask the candidates what is the biggest challenge facing the district. Up first is Rich Barsanti.
The biggest challenge I can see within our new district is to ensure a good cooperative working environment between all the teachers, staff, parents, students, and the administration. We need to ensure equality in each district and eliminate inequities. Our students are our most important resource and need to be our top priority. The individual we have selected for the leadership position is Mrs. Patty Hafner, and she brings in a sense of stability, a fresh outlook, and is an energetic individual willing to spend the time necessary to ensure the consolidation is a smooth transition to one of the largest school districts in Humboldt County.
Robert Long answered the same question, and here's an excerpt from his answer.
One of the problems that I see is overall is the reduced funding. I've heard a lot of scary stories. The one most recently is that the district is only receiving 78 cents out of every $1 it should be receiving, and 28 cents of that 78 cents is being delayed for almost a year. Now, anytime you try to budget on a worst-case scenario with 50% of your funding, that's going to have dramatic impacts throughout the district.
We will feature each of the other candidates in the coming days, and you can hear the full interviews of all by going to our website, KINS1063.com. And that's your North Coast News on this beautiful Wednesday evening. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.